Are you allowed to carry a weapon with you? That's crazy.
Gotta have that thing.
Yeah, you gotta have that dog on you, though. niggas be thirsty out here.
Ain't no bullshit. Hey, I keep something. I keep one of them sticks. One of them sticks, you know, extendo sticks or something.
Yeah, fucking taser.
Right. I'd hit the gun show and went stuff on them. Just got a whole bunch of defense mechanisms.
I need to go back. I need to order some of them fucking gloves with the metal. Metal knuckle jump.
It's next weekend? For
real? Yeah, 22nd, 23rd. Yeah, it's next weekend.
I might need to go back, my damn self.
I'm thinking about it, too.
That ain't payday.
That's not sufficient for your pay schedule.
Nah, yeah, it is for me. I'm psyched about that, but.
Yeah, I might need to go back, because.
I still might fuck.
I want to sweat him. I want the little swing things. I'm just go down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the little paracord swing joints.
I'm taking it to work with me.
Right. I'll get a small joint, put that joint on my keychain.
100%.
Keep one in the car or something. Like, yeah, I need a couple little random items.
Whoop the shit out of somebody.
What?
What?
Joint got a steel ball on the inside of the oven.
Some things you just got to get for like shock value.
Yeah.
Like at one point, I wanted to get like a ball and chain. Because if I pull that joint out of my trunk, niggas gonna be so confused.
Nah, there's no way I'm fucking with a nigga to put out a ball and chain, son. I don't want any of those problems.
You got it, bro. I would almost rather you shoot me than hit me with this one.
Yeah, fucking shot, right?
And with the spikes on that joint?
Oh, yeah.
Nigga
that lost his mind.
That's crazy. Nah, you can have that. I ain't fucking with a nigga that put a knife out. Sorry, brother. Unless I got a strap.
Yeah, probably not. But again, ball and chain, I'm just completely rethinking everything.
Yeah, because you're different.
And you're different. You and God, what the fuck? Where did you get that?
Yeah, right.
That's the first thing in mind. Where did you acquire that?
Right. I may actually ask that when you pull it out. Pause. When you pull it out.
Yeah.
What's the button? Yeah.
Pause. Yeah.
Where did you,
time out.
Where did you acquire this?
Where did you acquire this ball and chain?
This weapon tree from? Right.
What medieval store did you go to?
Yeah.
Where they sell these things?
Yeah, I looked it up yesterday. It's this week coming up.
Friday, that's crazy.
Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
Well, might be headed to the gun show.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I might.
I don't need a gun though. I'm good on that. I haven't even shot my one that I bought 2 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah, I go out New Year's and shoot it 4th of July. I'll shoot it, but
No.
I need to go to the range.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I ain't never been to the range.
I want to go to the range. We might have to set something up where we all just go. You know? Fuck it.
Yeah,
no bullshit. Yeah. What I really want to do is go to that Black Alpha tactical jump out Merlin. I think I showed it to you before.
It's outside?
So. Yeah, the outside jump.
Yeah,
I mean, fucking courses.
My man P. Stu be going to that jump.
Yeah,
he be doing
that
shit.
I
want to
fuck with that shit.
I thought that nigga's about to fall one time. I seen one video. He running full speed ahead. Yeah. And then got stopping to them. Like, yo, niggas is out. Yo. I'm good. Fucking pop my Achilles. I stopped playing.
No bullshit. I run at a half speed, nigga. I ain't running full speed. You crazy.
Yeah. If we don't do it before then, that's probably my birthday plan for real.
Yeah,
that jump.
That'd be dope.
That'd
be dope, yeah. That might be best anyway, because it'd be warmer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's cold.
Yeah, and they do jumps for the ladies, too. They got a jump called, Baddies and Brunch or something. Where it's all females and they all, they shoot the big assault rifles and all that shit.
True. That's dope.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. No bullshit. Yeah, but yeah, that's what's up, man. Shit. What else we had going on? I went to that art show last night, man. Umbrella Art Joint, Umbrella Art Fair. We talked about it, we mentioned it last episode and shit. E Money had a wall up there.
Twelve pieces.
Got to holler at him for a little bit, and seen some dope shit, man. It was a couple of dope joints out there, man.
Just a lot of good art.
Mm-hmm. A lot, yeah, man. I think it was better than last year.
For real?
Yeah, I think it was better than last year. For real. The first two exhibits, like I was telling you earlier, it was in the same spot, but just across the little walkway.
Right.
But it still had a few little exhibits in some of the little rooms and stuff that was across. It was at last year, and it was one joint that was kind of like interactive, like art, like you had to put some headphones on and see something. That was kind of cool. And then it was like a motherfucking big like sand exhibit. It was like you let the kids come, like niggas was doing artwork in the sand. It was like a beach type of vibe. Okay. Yeah, I had to get out of that joint quick. I was trying to make sure Ebony ain't slipped because it like the whole motherfucking concrete floor, the floor like this. So it's just like just sand, having sand just track through that joint. I was like, yeah, we go to the next joint. But yeah, but the room where E-Money shit was at, it was a lot bigger. It was one big spot. You didn't have to go from room to room like last year. And yeah, it was cool. The drinks was good. The art was good. You know, so yeah.
Had good music playing.
Yeah, it was cool. That's cool. I don't even really remember the music. It's more a lot of talking. You know what I'm saying? Once you get into that kind of spot, it's kind of like I started just looking at the artwork and you kind of like zone out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I wish I could have made it out there. I was busy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did see the art and I did definitely cop me one of them hoodies on the low.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, he got the Marilyn Monroe hoodies for 50. I think he still said he got a couple larges and a couple mediums if anybody interested.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the dollar sign on Instagram. Yeah. Hit them up. By the time this come out, it might not be available anymore, but TBD.
Shout out Print Shop DMV. Also.
Facts. Know, creating family, and making those. Yeah.
We talked about that yesterday, too. I mean, he was like, man, it's like everybody in the team is just doing good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He talked about, I don't know if you can disclose your new role at Meet the Curator, whatever, but we talked about that, too.
You know, what I'm saying? I'll be and, doing little things. Yeah. I'm going over here. I mean, look at this nigga stuff.
Nah, you know, congratulations, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, paperwork wise, I guess technically I'm the creative director of Meet the Curator, but you know, I ain't, you know, it's light work. You know, it's behind the scenes. It's a lot of.
So, what does that include?
Honestly, I don't know, Steph. Okay. You know, I mean, I'm helping. Basically, the way I look at it right now, you know, it's concrete, but it's not concrete, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't sat down and discussed roles and terms and nothing like that, but in the same token, like, I'm on board with the team more than just, you know, putting the clothes on type shit. So helping out with some designs, ideas, thoughts, shit like that.
That's what I was getting at, whether you was going to be involved in the design.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Creativity, you know, trying to, my goal at least is to try to open it up to a larger audience. Okay. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah. That's great, man, because I got some ideas.
Yeah.
So I just talked to you about them.
About what? About the ideas I have
for improving the brand.
For improving the brand, okay.
Starting with new models.
All right, so check it. We got to...
Starting with new models.
We got a suggestion box if you want to just fill out a form.
Why I got to do all that? Why I can't just come straight to you?
Everybody hit y'all with some Yelp reviews.
You can set up a meeting with my secretary. You know, we can...
Oh, you got a secretary.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a few months before we can get around to that meeting.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He said he got paperwork, man.
Okay.
You
know what I'm saying?
So. But I got a suggestion box, you know. Yeah. Write down his address. P.O. Box. Nah, P.O. Box 724.
They're not going to treat me like this over at Pure.
They still exist? They're still a company? They still around? They still doing they want to?
I got a couple shirts I still wear.
Yeah. Shots I do fried.
Too. Yeah. I do too. Me too. But, you know, I don't know if they still, you know, in business per se.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they might have retired that one.
Speaking of Pure, you know, we all went out from the homie Frankie's birthday. Turned 40. Happy birthday, my brother.
Happy birthday.
For sure.
Happy birthday. Welcome to the club, nigga.
Yeah. Went bowling.
Old guy. Went bowling.
He the last one?
Yeah.
I believe so. I think so.
Yep.
Everybody else on the 41 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was a good time though. We went bowling, Bolero, cool. Tyson's.
Mm-hmm.
Shit was fun. I don't even like bowling. I actually had a decent time. I got third place the first game. The second game, they cut us off at like the eighth or ninth frame.
Mm.
And I was winning at that point. So,
but what do Paul's bowling skills look like?
Paul, not bad.
Okay.
Because we all was on that's different lanes. We had three lanes. So on my lane, it was me, Paul, Ebony, and Ida. You know what I'm saying? So it was just us over there. And Paul wasn't bad. Paul, you know, second place.
Okay. Ball about at 73.
Yeah, he was around there 73. I wish I took a picture. I don't know. I think
that's pretty bad.
I took
73 is pretty bad.
Yeah. I was wondering if that was gonna keep doing that. You good though. I know what it is now. I keep hearing.
You keep hearing the noise?
No, I hear it.
Oh, it's this jump beeping. Word. My bad.
I thought something was wrong with the mic. No, that's good.
Nah.
My full game, I bowled a 122.
Respectable.
And because we got there, Q and Madej was bowling over there. So me and Ebony took over their spot at probably around the third frame. And that was a 115 to finishing that joint off. Pause. So, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, And then, or the one next to us was like Frankie and Rose and you know people. It was somebody else. I think Horace.
Horace was over there.
Yeah, and Frankie was losing. I think they had a white guy over there named Mark. He was like at 120, 122, something like that.
Funny enough, him and his lady, when I first walked in, Frank, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm so-and-so. I was like, hey, how you doing? I'm Remington, da-da-da-da. They was like, oh, my God, no way. I was like, what? It was like, your name's Remington? I was like, yeah. They was like, that was one of our names. We were almost like on the brink of naming our son Remington. And it was like, did they call you Remy? I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, wow. See, I told you that they started talking to each other. Oh, my God, ha, ha, that's so crazy. Like, literally, very, as soon as I met him, it was the very first thing they said. It was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever met another Remington?
No. I met someone that had that as their last name.
Right.
When I worked at Tyson's Starbucks. They came in and my name was right there. They like pulled out their credit card. I was like, look, my last name is Remington, but I've never met another Remington.
Nah. Besides the gun.
Yeah, the shaver. I mean, there's a million fucking things. Remington Steel, but no, I've never met another one.
What's that that's your OnlyFans name?
Hmm?
What's that your
cool.
Nigga, Remington Steel.
You never heard of Remington Steel?
Remington Steel. Nah, that's crazy.
Y'all never heard of that?
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan, nigga. That's 007.
That was a good time.
We went to Yard House afterwards.
Oh, y'all did?
We went upstairs and shut that joint down. Just because we wanted to go keep drinking a little bit, you know, hang out for a little bit longer. And that was the closest thing. All we had to do was go upstairs.
Yeah.
And they stayed over until 1:30, which was good enough, you know. Yeah, so.
That's my spot. Yo. I love y'all. They got a motherfucking steak sandwich, you know, New York strip sandwich.
Word.
That should be hitting.
Hey, well, I will say both of them motherfuckers was hitting for the motherfucking drinks, though, boy.
Yeah.
Bolero was insane.
Yeah.
Bolero, like, they on some different shit, for real, for real.
Yeah. That's like, I stuck to my two drink that came with my
I did too. And then I walked over to the bar and Marcus and Horace was over there, John. So I was like, I bet I'm gonna give me one more. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And I figured I was gonna pay a dub, right?
Yeah.
So she ordered tequila. She was like, you want Blanco or Reposado? And Marcus and him, because Marcus and him had been drinking Reposado. And I was like, nah, the Blanco gonna be cheaper. I was like, let me get the Blanco. Nigga, the Blanco was $23.
Before tip?
Before tip.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
Before tip. And Marcus and him had built a relationship with the bartender, so I felt like a jerk not getting tipping well. So I ended up paying like $27 for my fucking drink.
Dog, that's crazy. And it wasn't even that packed in there, though. It wasn't like you were thinking it'd be like a little packed, but it was cool. It was cool. I had a good little time, man. I just something real quick. I wish I didn't have to work Saturday because I went in to work yesterday, but. I would have went up to Yard House too if I knew.
Half of the crew went home afterwards because after Bolero, because you know most people didn't. I know Madea and them had to work. I think Paul left. Yeah. Manny rolled up there with us, but ended up rocking with Madea and them. So like you know, people left, but we still parlayed up that General Horse and Frankie, Marcus, couple people.
Yeah, for sure.
Good times. And then speaking of which, while we were there, we were watching the Jake Paul Tyson fight. Granted, I was watching it. Me and Marcus was watching it on his phone in the bar. So it was like you could watch it, but you never get really a good view watching anything like that. But from what I saw, it was a horrific fight. I don't remember. I was a little sauce, but I don't remember Tyson throwing but maybe two punches. I didn't watch those.
I think for the entirety of the fight, he may have thrown 70-something punches.
70? I don't remember seeing 70 punches being thrown. That's crazy.
But they were wasted punches.
Yeah.
Like
it was terrible. The first round was cool. I was like, oh, Tyson's out here. Oh, he trying to fuck this nigga up. The first two rounds. I was like, all right, okay. All right. But then after that, I was like, does he remember he's boxing? Because I would see he's like he's just standing in the ring, and then a jab will come, and then next you know he start bobbing and weaving, you know what I'm saying?
Then he goes back to chilling.
He was like in survival mode. I don't understand what people were expecting from this fight.
Yeah, me neither. For real, yeah.
Like I was saying earlier, we can run the tape back to a couple of months ago when I told y'all if Mike don't knock this nigga out in the first round, that shit gonna be hard to watch.
Yeah,
and it would have got really hard to watch if Jake really wanted to hurt that nigga, which he didn't.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Because he could have hurt him.
Yeah, he could have. He definitely could have. I give you that. He could have.
He could have. Yeah, because he was a standing duck, like sitting duck, man. He was just.
I expected Mike to go. I didn't expect Mike to go in there unprepared. Like even at 58, I get it, but like I didn't expect him to go in there and not be ready to fight eight rounds. You don't sign up for something like that if you're not ready for eight rounds, bro.
Nah.
He prepared as much. Mike prepared for 6 months for this fight, not the three that you would normally do for a fight for six because it got pushed back. So he kept on training. He was in great shape for a 58-year-old nigga with bad knees and a bad back. The problem is his fucking legs don't work anymore. Mm-mm. That's why he couldn't throw those punches. Like, he stopped because he realized he couldn't close the distance. Like, if you can't spring off your legs, you can't get there to land a punch. So he just stopped throwing the motherfuckers, and he was like, I just want to finish at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to make it to the end. Yeah. And Jake carried that nigga. Like, 58 is 58.
That shit, I ain't gonna lie, that shit felt like a money grab to me. I ain't gonna lie.
It was that too, but the whole thing is a money grab. Like, regardless of how Mike fought in that fight, they were still gonna make the same amount of money. The same.
No doubt.
The viewership.
No doubt. I agree there, but at the same time, I still think, like, this, it's different to get in the ring, ready to go eight rounds and fight, even at 58. That's why they were 2-minute rounds, and all the preparation. Right. And like, I get it. Like, you might get to round 4 or 5 and be like, fuck, I'm way more gassed than I anticipated. But to do 2 rounds of actual boxing and then just stand there for the rest of the fight, that makes it feel more like I know I ain't going to be able to do this, but I'm going to do it just so I can get this paper.
He was done. But I mean, you limited in the preparation at that age and the condition that he's in. Granted, he did almost die 6 months ago. Or 3 months ago.
He lost a whole bunch of blood and all that shit.
Yeah, everybody talking about this nigga hitting these mitts and hitting the body. Y'all see Mike? Nigga, he's hitting mitts standing in one spot.
Yeah.
What happens when the fight starts and you actually got to follow a nigga around the ring at 58? I know you ain't been running, my nigga. He ain't been doing no road work.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
His knees are bad.
Then he didn't sign up for his feet.
That's why he smacked that nigga, because that nigga stepped on his toe.
I know that. And his back.
That was a reaction. They didn't even mean spinal. To. That was like reaction like shit. It's like, nigga, don't fuck with my feet.
Yeah, no, they need to, like I said, I mean, if you're going to sign up for that, then maybe you need to change some things. Maybe it shouldn't have been a legally sanctioned fight. Maybe it should have been one of them BS celebrity fights where the ring is a little smaller, you know what I'm saying? And go for 4 rounds. It's like, I don't know.
Or this is what really should have happened, and everybody would have been upset had this been the outcome. Jake should have whooped the shit out of him.
Facts. Yeah. That's exact. I would have been good with that, though. I would have been good with that. Because I'd have been like, damn, Tyson lost, but nigga, this is a boxing match. Don't jump in the ring if you're not ready, bro.
We're not letting this. And it was a sanctioned boxing match. That's what I'm saying. It goes on their fucking record.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't do all of that if you're not prepared to go in there and give it 8 rounds, bro. Respectfully.
Make it
a celebrity boxing match. Make it one of them Floyd Mayweather jumps where don't go on your record. Who cares? And you say, let's fight in a 4, I don't know, I'm just talking shit, a 4x4 ring. You know what I mean? Like, let's fight in a tiny ring instead because I ain't got no knees. Like,
if you're going to sanction it and make it so that it's not an exhibition, then don't even change the fucking rules, nigga. We got to do 3 minute rounds.
Facts, bro. I agree.
This is a real fight.
I agree.
That's what y'all are telling me.
Yeah.
Like, fuck these 14-ounce gloves we're using, nigga. We putting on 8-ounce gloves.
I agree.
We doing 12 3-minute rounds.
I agree.
And I'm going to smash the shit out of you. Yep. Period.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. That's 58 how they should have did it. That's how they should have did it.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly, I agree. And like I said, if you can't do that, Mike, then don't get in the ring. That was my problem. It felt like he didn't get in the ring ready to fight that fight in my eyes.
He was ready for a round.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. He was ready for a round. Maybe two.
Maybe two.
And then after that, he was like, I'm here for the break.
Yeah.
That's not what I was looking for. That's not what I anticipated from Mike.
Yeah.
I anticipated Mike at this point. At 58, if you go and sign up for this, I'm going in that motherfucker ready. But like a dog.
I don't think that's what Mike anticipated from Mike. And then you get in that bitch and you realize, my knees ain't fucking with me right now. I'm only 42 and my knees don't fuck with me.
That's funny because everybody was like, they know better than this. They shouldn't have had this old man fighting this late. He probably been sitting around all day tired. The fucking legs probably tired of shit from getting ready to fight. Nigga.
He tripped walking to the ring. Yeah. He came out and tripped, my nigga. Like, the fuck are we doing? You're like Joe Biden.
Hold on. Let's also talk about Paul. Let's talk about the cheeks. That was crazy. My man did an interview. Did a whole interview wearing a cup and then stepped off and gave niggas nothing but cheeks.
Mike, crazy,
and a kiss,
bro.
Though. And a kiss. He kissed the nigga on the cheek.
Then he telling him he loved him or something. He said, I love you. And stepped off with his cheek like Vin Rames and Baby Boy. Only thing missing was the fucking bacon and the eggs and shit. Like, what are we doing?
And then the one away and
got cheeky on him.
What are we doing, Mike? I seen a meme of a gingerbread man with some underwear drawn on it. And it was like, who is this? I was like, that's Mike Tyson.
Oh, shit.
Oh shit.
That Mike, show was ridiculous, man.
Mike, you never know what you're gonna get with Mike, man.
Yeah, well,
never know. The fight before that though, that was the highlight of the night. I knew that was gonna be the highlight of the night. I was looking forward to that. The Amanda Soriano and Katie Taylor. Did you watch that jump?
We had it on. Like, we was bowling. It was on during the bowling. We was bowling and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, man. Yeah.
Did y'all see the cut over her eye?
Nah,
seen that jump yet?
I saw the cut. Yeah, that jump was crazy. Shorty was blind.
The fact that she finished that fight, she finished 5 rounds with that motherfucking cut on her eye.
Yeah.
That is insane, because that jump Shorty was nasty. Blind.
Yeah.
That's nasty crazy. Cut. They robbed the shit out of her, but, you know.
Yeah, they said that she won. Landed over 100.
But she lost
more punches or something like that. Fight. Probably because she was blind for half the fight, so probably didn't help her. Maybe there'll come a time when I won't be sad and lonely.
Welcome back to another episode of Amen Say Man. It's your boy Nick G. To the right, I got my nigga Steph with me.
Steph Mew.
And to the far right, the homie Real New Model in the building.
You already know.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we just talk about that, you know, that crazy ass fight, man, Saturday and shit. You know, goodness, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Mike's still in good shape for his age, man.
Absolutely. Happy for him to get paid. Yeah. Made him a quick 20.
Yeah, quick 20. Sure. What'd Jake make?
40?
40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing I can say about Jake Paul is he getting niggas a bag out this jump.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If I know he called out Canelo. It's not going to happen.
Called out Canelo and he called out Tank. Oh, no, Tank called him out or something like that. I can't remember.
If him and Canelo ever fought, it would be.
Dog
a,
food.
It would be a, yeah, but it would be a massive event.
That would be dog food.
Dog food.
Dog food.
100%.
Canelo, oh my, that's 100%. Not the one. You got a better 100%. Chance for Tank, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
You got a better because Tank gonna go for the kill.
Yeah, he's like 100 pounds heavier than Tank too. So
that's never
gonna happen. True, but
he may
actually fuck Tank up. I'm not gonna hold you.
For real?
Maybe.
Yeah, and I think Tank would go for the kill, so Tank could get caught slipping.
Yeah.
Canelo gonna box the shit out of him, and it's gonna be a bad time.
Yeah,
but not gonna be with Jake Paul.
But they're gonna get a bag.
Yeah,
bag. Definitely. Super bag.
Super bag.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. For sure.
So
yeah, man. Speaking of sports, man. Hey, man.
Say man.
You know, you posed a question.
Yeah, Wayne, you know. Me and Wayne were talking the other day, and the conversation came up because after Cam's last fight, he got robbed. It is what it is. And I was telling Wayne, I was like, this whole time I've been telling Cam, like, because Cam has a pro style. He fights at a pro pace, which ain't necessarily going to get it done on the amateur level. Like, you're going to lose a lot of fights on the amateur level fighting like a pro.
Right.
So I was asking Wayne, I was like, man, I'm thinking – maybe we had this wrong from the beginning because I've been telling Cam, don't change your style. Fight the way you fight because you won't have to adjust if you go pro.
Mm-hmm.
But when he loses fights that I feel like he should have won, I'm thinking, damn, did I get that wrong? Should we just have, you know.
Focused on winning.
Focused on winning and fighting the way they want you to fight just to get the W's. And right. Wayne was like, that's the dilemma in sports and in youth sports. It's do you focus on doing it the right way? And going through the process, or do you focus on doing what you have to do to win and basically sacrificing maybe fundamentals or whatever just to get W's? So is the process more important or are the results more important?
Right.
Which way do you go?
Nick,
I think the process is more important. And I'm going to say that because... it's funny you brought that up because I was just watching 7 p.m. in Brooklyn, Carmelo Anthony and Mero's joint, and they had Cayenne Anthony, Carmelo and Lala's son on there, and he just made a decision to go to Syracuse. And they was asking him questions and stuff about, you know, just coming up because, you know, he played basketball with a lot of people he said that were good, that was better than him. That was, you know, at that time he was there, he's like, he just didn't. You know, he wasn't as good as a dribbler as certain kids. He wasn't as good as a shooter. You know what I'm saying? It was different things that they was way better than him at. But those same kids aren't where he at now. They fell off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that can be the result of what you're talking about as well. Because now he is the top recruited player, you know what I'm saying, to go to college next year. He picked Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to see that and just he's probably been going through the process.
Right.
Instead of focusing on winning, right? Yeah. And being the best or whatever. Like, just focus on being my best. You know what I'm saying? Right.
And not getting the headlines and all the attention
at that time.
I think it genuinely depends on two things. The kid, their desires, and the talent level.
Right.
So if you have a kid, for sake of discussion, that's playing it for fun, you know, and they just like to play, and they're good, but they're not great, then you lean into the winning in my eyes, right? Because tomorrow they might decide that they're going to quit. And even if they don't quit tomorrow, then they might not be that good anyway. And for sake of discussion, they may not go professional, right?
Right.
But if they start leaning into it and they do want to go that way and they do want to get better and actually try to make something out of it, then maybe you start leaning a little more into the skill set, where it could take them a little further, and you're trying to go to college, and then you get the skills a little more toned in, and then you're trying to go to the league just to see what happens. Because you're already at college at that point, so you might as well try the next level just to see if you can get there.
Yeah.
But if the kid just sucks, then there's no point of, you know what I'm saying? If you got a random kid that's just playing youth sports because they want to play youth sports because their friends play youth sports,
right,
then there's no point in leaning into the skill, respectfully. It's like, you lean into the winning there, I think.
Well, on like, it could, I hear what you're saying, Ron, but also it's a thing they say, hard work beats talent. You know what I'm saying? But if you have both, you know what I'm saying, it's crazy. But you can be a hard worker and be looked at as his nigga's trash.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that work ethic is going to allow that kid to be like, get better.
No, I agree.
And, you know what I'm saying? So,
But it depends on the kid, though. It depends on the kid. That's when I said it depends on the kid's desires.
Yeah.
Because, again, if the kid is just playing and just we'll use me as an example. Yeah. As a kid and playing basketball, I was terrible. Mm-hmm. I played 2 years of rec ball. I was terrible both years. But had my dad leaned into my skills and honed in, I would have probably got a little better.
Right.
But I had no desire to play basketball. I had no desire to take my skills to the next. I had no desire to work harder.
Right.
So no matter what, that wouldn't have mattered. Now, had I won, got me some chips, that would have just been fun. That would have just been cool. I would have still quit the next year. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
Whereas in like baseball, I actually cared a little more about baseball. And at one point, I actually wanted to do something with baseball. So had we honed into my skills then and not cared about how many games I win and me just getting better, then maybe I could have, you know, continued on to do something. So,
So I think the question, well, not even the question, the issue becomes, if you focus on the process, then you delay your reward.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And a lot of kids can't do that. So like you said, it depends on the child.
Yes.
Wayne was saying that their parents in soccer who are thinking about or who have already basically said, we're not playing in none of these leagues. We're going to train and get ready for the next level when that time arrives.
So,
right? So there is no reward for them until later.
Right.
Right. So as a kid, most kids, I feel like, aren't willing to put in the work without the reward.
Right, without something.
So how long can you do that for? Like, how long can a kid do that for with no fucking reward?
Well, like you said, like, that's in the child. Like, that's in the household, bringing up. That's hard work. That's like, you know, instilling, like, you know, the it's going to be light at the end of the tunnel type shit. You know what I'm saying? You have to put in this work. Any type of thing you want to be great at, causes like you to put in the hard work. It's not just gonna come easy.
Nah,
but you know, but just for like little kids now, like winning a award is just like it's fun. This is fun, but that's why they have different leagues.
Right.
That's why we used to have select, and then you have AAU, then you have you got the pro travel. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a different site. Like, cause I was talking to Ebony about looking at Cayenne yesterday. And it's like him talking. It's like, if it makes sense, he is a professional in his age group or his bracket. Like, he's a professional high school player. Then he's just gonna go on to be, you know what I'm saying? You got high school basketball players, and those, like, the type of tournaments he said he'd be playing in, he'd be naming a whole bunch of different shit. Only a selective few is in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, it takes money, it takes discipline, and it takes a lot of motherfucking great examples as well to kind of determine whether or not your child is want the accolades or the longevity or the legend status or whatever.
But you can also do that in a way. Again, it's not going to be the reward. It's going to be the same, right? So it's not going to be a trophy. It's not going to be a we won the championship, but da-da-da-da-da. But let's just say you got a kid that's you're focusing on the process, right, with this kid instead of doing the winning. And the team sucks because they don't win. But your kid is good, you know what I'm saying? And we working at home every day, da-da-da. That's when the
the home rewards come in. Like Nick, the ass when the house kicks in.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So, right, boom. Right. All right, we're probably not going to win today. But look, you get, and I'm a basketball, you get three threes tonight, and you know what I'm saying? You got, right, you make all your free throws. You got a new ball coming. You got some new sneakers coming. You got, you know what I'm 100%. Saying? Whatever. You that's when you start putting in the home rewards because you got a reward. Like you said, some kids ain't doing it for nothing. Like,
right.
Somebody going to throw in a towel at some point. Like, I just keep losing. It's just L's everywhere. I don't get nothing at home. And, nothing. Like, nah.
And I feel like as adults, it's easy for us to say focus on the process because we can see big picture. They can't see big picture.
Right, exactly. They can't.
At that age. You know what I'm saying? It's about instant gratification. It's about, all right, I did my part. What's my fucking reward?
Yeah. And especially if you're not going through the process with them.
Right.
That's another thing. I think that's why Cayenne's shit was good, too, because Melo was right there with him, training him and getting him ready for this process. You know what I'm saying? Or what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
And Melo went through the process himself.
Yeah,
he's been there, right in those shoes.
You know, so you have an actual result right here in front of you of what it takes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I told Shorty last Saturday, I said, look, if you get an A count or you stop him, get you a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped a nigga. They didn't call it. You still get your reward, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah, you did that. You did that, right.
That was a knockdown.
Yeah. I saw it.
So, but what would y'all rather have, though? What's more important, talent or hard work?
Shit. I'm an example of this shit. I'm going to put it to you that way. I had the talent, but I didn't have the hard work. I didn't put the work in. And I'm starting to do that now, and I'm starting to see the results. You feel what I'm saying? So it's never too late, but I was able to, you know, realize where I made my mistakes at and why I didn't get to where I was supposed to go because I relied on my talent. I was Boobie Miles, bro.
Right.
I was Boobie Miles. I ain't had to lift. You know what I'm saying? I just had to show up.
Third tier Boobie Miles.
This is God given.
This is God.
Third tier.
What you think, bro?
It's very difficult because, like Nick said, you can have the talent and for say lack of better terms, fuck it up, not had a hard work.
Yeah.
You can have a hard work, and no matter how much work you put in, you just fucking suck. Like, you're not good enough, unfortunately. Like, you in the gym every day, but you can't get over that hump. So I think I would probably take talent because if I can find some hard work in there, then we on. You know what I mean?
100 times out of 100, I'd probably take talent.
Yeah, like the hard work is it's a great thing to have, though. Like, it's necessary.
Yeah.
Because like Nick said, you can't have one and not have any of the other. You got to have some of the other.
Hard work can be learned. It can be acquired. Yeah. Talent is just fucking talent.
Talent is talent.
Either
you
got
can't get it
or you don't. Yeah. You can't fucking learn it, nigga.
But also,
so I'm taking the talent.
Also, I mean, I feel you. I'm going to take the talent. But hard work also can lead you to the position. Yeah, you could be sucked. But you wind up being a head coach. You're about to be somebody that's in the front office that you know the fucking sport.
Right.
You got your IQ is out this motherfucking world.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it might be, you know, more of a longevity down the line with hard work than it is with talent.
For sure.
And that's the thing. Talent is like in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're a talented football player, it doesn't really extend necessarily outside of football.
Right.
Hard work is a lifelong advantage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if we talking just athletics, then give me the talent.
Yeah.
But if we talking about overall, then that work ethic is going to pay off at some point in your life in a different lane, if not this one.
Yeah, right. It definitely can.
Yeah, because you're going to apply that to every aspect in life.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you know for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Put the hard work in, but sure. I don't know. I might take that. Yeah. Give me that talent.
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, facts. Facts. Yeah.
But if you can do both.
But if you got some talent and you can work hard,
those are them ones.
LeBron
those
James.
Are ones. Those are them ones. Those are the ones that really make it.
Tom Brady.
Because when you got the amount of talent, like when you talented like Nick was, you feel like you don't have to work hard because you can just show up and be better than everybody based off of talent alone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you combine the two, then you go to the league.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I used to say I was a jack of all trades, master of none, man. Real shit. Like, I can, you know, like we do anything athletic, bro. Like we went bowling. I get the concept of it, and I can do it. I can catch it. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
fucking, we went my first time going to Top Golf a couple weeks ago, and I called Frankie. I mean, my wifey was like, "Why you calling Frankie? You can ask me." She took golf in college. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So I was just trying to figure out how to hold the club. Pause. You know what I'm saying? So, But once I got the hang of it, I was doing my thing.
Go
you know
off,
what I'm saying?
Man.
Pause.
Go off. That nigga Frankie built like a golfer too.
Yeah, golf, he, golf's been a out difficult there. Sport, man. He on his way over here. It's supposed to be.
Golf is a very difficult sport.
Extremely difficult.
Yeah,
nah. That Jones tough. So
golf is one of those sports from afar, you'd be like, I can do that. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the driving range and realize you can't even hit the fucking ball.
I can hit the ball pretty far. I just can't hit it very straight. Yeah, I'm trash. Hit it very straight.
Yeah, nah. That's what I'll be focusing on. Not consistently. Yeah.
I think I'm too stiff for golf, bro.
I'm just a gamer. I'm not the athletic. I'm just a gamer.
Yeah, I feel
you. I'm competitive, too. So, like, I want to win at everything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm intelligent. I figure the motherfucking game out. I'm going to figure out the best way to do it. My body won't always allow me to do what my brain tells me to do, i.e. basketball a lot of times. And my brain be like, yo, I'm going to hit this little move, I'm like, whoa, that ball went over the rim.
That's what Mike Tyson was filling up.
He felt like Terry. I get it. Get a Terry moment.
Get him.
I'm only competitive when it matters. You feel what I'm saying? Nah. Like, so for instance, like we could say, like at work, they be trying to motivate niggas. Oh, the first person to sell the most of this gets this. And like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Fuck that. I'm not going to be competing with somebody else at work, like, because they might be in a different area than me where they have this shit might be stacked up more. You know what I'm saying?
True.
It's lopsided. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna go the extra fucking mile to get this little bit of money that you're gonna tax.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why you're not in the league, Nick.
Exactly.
All the extra work.
This is why we all struggling now because you didn't make it.
It doesn't really matter to me. But if I'm playing in a game or it's something that it's like the game on the championship and we have to win this shit. Then yeah, I'll be competitive in that nature. Yes, I don't want to lose that.
See, I don't know. I'm similar, I guess. But as an example, bowling is an example. I know I suck at bowling, right? I'm not a good bowler. I went into the bowling night going knowing that. Yeah. And the first game, I played that way and I felt that way. Yeah. I always try too hard, like I do too much. And I'm just like, all right, cool. Well, I'm going to have a shitty score. And then I got to the end and I was like, well, at least I didn't get last. I got third. Cool.
Yeah.
And then the second game, I kind of cared a little less. I didn't try as hard and I started bowling a little better.
Yeah.
Once I started bowling better, now I'm like, oh shit. 78.
Yeah.
94. Now you want to win. Okay. Yeah. Now I got 108 and I'm winning. All right. Fuck this. I got to get this dub now. Okay. Like, I got
to
watch
Q. To that point, I'll put you on that too.
Yeah. Like, I immediately
I compete
get
with myself more than I would compete with anybody else.
I just want to lie. I like winning. Like, yeah, I feel you.
I want to compete with myself. Yeah. I want to outdo what I did before.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
That's who I compete with more. So I'm competitive in that nature. But if it's people that I don't give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Like,
yeah.
If it's just like a friendly game, like we bowling and shit like that, ain't no money on the line.
I still want to win.
I'm having fun.
I still want to win. You know what I'm saying? I still want this dub.
Yeah, I want to win too.
I want the dub, bro. I want the dub and everything. Everything. Yeah. I don't care what it is. I don't care who I'm playing against. I want to walk away and be like, yeah, huh, what? Yeah, remember I won, right? Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, you suck. It's just crazy. I not only beat you by one point, but you fucking suck.
I ain't got to say it. I'm going to just look at you. And all I'm saying all of this.
Yeah, you learn how to lose. You learn how to lose when you play for Wakefield Sports, man. Right?
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? So. I mean, I play all intercounty sports. We lost a lot, but still.
Their JV team didn't score a touchdown all season. They ain't scoring no points until the last game.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, yeah. That's crazy.
No points all season?
No.
That's crazy.
Ouch.
Yeah, man.
Ouch.
Yeah. So what else have we got on appeal on the docket, brother?
Let's see. Well, we already in sports, right? We're gonna go through some random shit. I wish I knew the name of the podcast. I gotta start writing this stuff down. I apologize. It's a bunch of young cats that sit around talking. They always talk about sports and shit, and that's where I stole this idea from. So I apologize in advance. But we went to Ranker. We're just gonna go to ranker.com and we're gonna pull up some random motherfucking lists.
Mm-hmm.
See if we can figure them out. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna start with a very simple one. Based on Ranker. Okay, because obviously this is based on everybody's votes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the best top five number one overall draft picks of all time are?
Top five number one overall draft picks.
Any sports?
No, this is NBA. NBA. This is okay. NBA.
LeBron,
top five.
LeBron is one.
Jordan.
Jordan was not a number one draft
pick. He's a three.
Number one. I got you. Number one draft pick.
Yep. Okay. AI. Was he on there?
AI is not top five.
Ooh. Oh, we said top five. Okay.
Top five. Yeah, we can go. I mean, if I can.
All right.
Magic Johnson.
AI is nine.
Okay.
So, but he's not top five. Who'd you say? Said Magic.
Magic.
Magic is three.
Three. Okay.
Kareem is two.
Two.
Okay.
You got one, two, three so far.
Olajuwon
is five. Uh-huh. Killing it.
Uh-huh.
We need four.
Shit.
That nigga was a two.
Who else is number one? That's...
Give me a hint, Rim.
All right. I'm trying to think a good one without giving it away.
How old?
Oh, he's our era. He's our era. Okay. 90s, you know.
A one.
Shaq.
All right. Shaq is six. Just short of five. Shaq is on the list, but he's six.
Chris Webber?
Not Chris Webber.
Can't be above Shaq.
No, not Chris Webber.
That'd be a fact. He shouldn't even be on the list.
So, Grant tell you something, right? He's a big man.
Grant wasn't a one.
Nah.
Yao Ming?
No, not Yao Ming. He's a big man. He went number one.
David Robinson?
He's in Shaq's era. If they was drafting a 90s team, they could play together. Pat Ewing is on the list, I believe, but he's like 10 or something like that. He's lower on the
list. Dwight Howard.
No. He has at least three chips, maybe four.
Tim Duncan.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Big Tim. I forgot Tim was number one. I didn't know Tim was one.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, okay.
Is Tim Duncan in the same draft as Marcus Camby?
I don't believe so. Marcus Camby went number two.
Okay, because I believe they used to battle in college though.
No, Camby might have been the first pick. Was Camby the first pick?
Marcus Camby might have been a first pick.
He was either one or two.
He went to UMass. I remember he was cooking back at UMass, and Duncan went to Wake Forest.
The two Hispanic backcourt.
Yeah,
Travieso and whatever the fuck.
This one should be easy right here.
Okay, that was a good one, bro.
Best NBA European players of all time.
Ooh.
Dirk is number one.
Mm-hmm. Definitely got to be number one.
Manu Ginobili.
Yeah.
Ginobili is not on the list.
Petrovic.
Drauzin, yeah.
Petrovic is 11.
Peja Stojakovic.
Stojakovic, I didn't see him on the list.
Turkoglu,
I didn't see him on the list.
This is crazy.
Shrimp. Deadless Shrimp.
He better not be on that.
Nah, I didn't see him on the list.
Deadless Shrimp on that
bitch? Nah, Deadless Shrimp was a hooper.
Stojakovic number eight. Stojakovic number eight. Okay. He made the list, but he's not top five.
Steve Nash is Canadian. Oh, Luka.
Luka is four.
Okay.
Okay.
And we said European, right?
Yep, European.
Shit. Who was getting buckets?
Vlade Divac.
Divac is on the list, but he's not five. He is 10, I think.
How about Sabonis?
Sabonis is seven.
Which one, the dad or the son?
Dad.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Why is it so hard?
Dirk shouldn't be this difficult.
Dirk is one and Luka's
two
four.
Two of them are in the league currently. Because y'all missing two, three, and five right now.
Yeah.
Two and three are both in the league currently.
Oh, Jokic?
Yep. That's okay. Two.
Yeah, Jokic, yeah.
Three is in the league currently. Three has a ring. Singular.
Three has a ring. Hmm. All right.
I'll give you this hint. His nickname should obviously give it away. Because his nickname clearly states that he's European.
Greek Freak.
Yep.
Word.
Greek Freak is number three.
Yeah.
And the last one that y'all missing, number five.
Joel Embiid.
He's... our era, more 2000s, not Embiid.
Embiid is African, nigga.
Yeah, not Embiid. he's our era.
That's what fucked me up with the Greek Freak.
Yeah, me too. He's black. I forgot about him.
You said he's not our era?
He is our era. He's but more 2000s. He has at least one, yeah, maybe two rings. He has one or two.
Who was balling European back then?
I think it felt like they were all on the Spurs.
I mean, this is going to be a dead giveaway, but he also has a brother that hooped.
Oh, Gasol?
Yep. Powell. Which one? Yep. Paul Gasol is number five.
Okay.
Paul Gasol makes number five.
You said how?
Powell. No, I said Powell. Or Paul. Powell, whatever. How you want to say that nigga name? Yeah. Okay, bet. Yeah, sports. Crazy. I don't be thinking about European. I'm like, nigga. When you come to European, I just think Dirk. Honestly, that shit crazy. Dirk.
Marcus Camby was the second overall
pick. He was the second pick?
Behind who? Joe Smith?
Behind.
Was that Joe Smith?
First Allen pick? Iverson.
Oh, shit. Okay. Damn, that is 96. I'm lunching. So Duncan wasn't 96 then. Duncan had to be the year after that.
Oh, he's up a list of current.
Is Duncan Kobe year?
Nah, because Kobe's that same year too, AI.
Who went two after Duncan? I think it was a guard, I think.
All right, here we go. Here's a good one.
96 is crazy. Like, that's why we tell motherfuckers 96 is the best year, man.
I think all so, right. too.
Period. We do one more real quick. Let's do, this is the best black quarterbacks of all time.
Mm.
We need a top five.
Of all time.
All okay. time.
Best Randall black Cunningham. Quarterback
based on ranker. Right. You said Randall Cunningham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is number three.
Number three. Randall Warren Moon.
Warren Moon is number one.
Yep.
Based on ranker.
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick, yeah.
Dominique. Michael Vick is number five.
McNabb.
McNabb is six, just outside.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is number two. So you already got one, two, three, and five. You just gonna you can get four.
Cam Newton?
Negative. Cam Newton is nine.
Steve McNair.
Steve McNair is seven.
Jaden Daniels.
R.I.P. Jaden Daniels is not on the list.
I didn't think so.
Yes.
Shit. Doug Williams?
Doug Williams is not on the list.
Is this somebody we should know? Should we get this?
Yes, but right. it's funny. There's some humor to it.
Jameis Winston?
Nah. There's humor to it only because... He's probably not the first black quarterback you think about when you think about black people. Let's just say that.
Russell Wilson?
There we go.
Get the fuck. Get the fuck.
All right.
He's not the first black quarterback you would say, right?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is 40.
I was tired.
I got killed that one.
Russell Wilson been like just killing all my teams, dog. Yeah, after year, bro.
Oh, Tim Duncan draft. Keith Van Horn was the second overall pick.
Okay. Yeah, my man Keith with the slouch socks.
Chauncey Billups, third. This is an interesting draft. Antonio Daniels, Tony Battee.
Tony Battee went five.
Tony Battee was crazy. Five. Ron Mercer, Tim Thomas. Adonnell Foyle, Tracy McGrady, nine, and Danny Fortson, 10.
That's crazy.
It's a bunch of trash.
Ain't none niggas, trash. None niggas playing no more.
A bunch of trash.
Don't none of them niggas. Not play no more. I hope none of them niggas play no more, but none of them niggas was really
fuck,
good.
Fuck, no, that's way too old of a draft for anybody to even be thinking about still playing
in the NBA. That was 97,
NBA.
Right?
Unless you LeBron. LeBron might be playing after.
I mean, no, there's no. That shit was hilarious, though. Somebody put out a tweet. The tweet was from, like, what, 2015 or that's something, and they was like...
When he was 30.
Yeah. they was talking shit about LeBron. They was like, yeah, this shit's a little ridiculous. Luckily, he's 30. It ain't going on for much longer.
Yeah.
And somebody just retweeted it to the other day. 10 years later. 40
years old.
10 years later, he's still doing the ridiculousness. Shitting on him.
Yeah, true that.
Fucking ridiculous.
I didn't know Tim. I forgot Tim was the number one pick. Word.
Timmy?
Yeah, Steve Nash was the year before. That 96 draft was the best.
96 was pretty fire. I don't know. 2003 is pretty good.
2003 is pretty good, too. Yeah.
There's a couple drafts that was crazy. There's also a couple drafts that are just fucking horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Steph used to go through drafts all the time.
Yeah.
And just sit there and try to figure out who went what picks. And
at this point, you would think we had the drafts memorized.
Yeah, in fact, right. We've done it so much, but... Yeah. Dog, there's some drafts out there. You just like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Even football joints.
Yeah, same. Yeah,
football joints.
You
is
look
crazy.
At some of them joints, you just like, yo, what were y'all thinking, bro? Like, the Anthony Bennett year is really fucking bad.
The fucking, the nigga went to the Wizards.
Kwame
Brown year was terrible. I was like, what?
That was a terrible draft.
That was
a bad draft, yeah.
Yeah. Eddie Curry was in that jail.
Eddie Curry.
That's not the same draft.
No, you sure?
Nah, because Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler went one and three or something
Tyson
like that.
Chandler,
yeah,
Tyson
that was
Chandler,
a separate draft.
Tyson Chandler came to the Bulls.
Yeah.
And Eddie Curry went to the Knicks.
Yeah.
The Bulls and Knicks and shit.
Yeah, it was all, and they were straight out of all of them. It were both straight out of high school.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, that was also, I mean, I always liked the straight out of high school shit. I do believe they should bring that rule back. But because if I can go to the fucking army and die for my country at 18, why the fuck can't I go make money?
Right.
But. Mm-hmm. It was always a crapshoot, and that's part of what happened with Kwame. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, he just went one, and he got put in random ass shitty situations. And
Jordan,
but that high school shit is a real crapshoot, bro. You grabbing somebody that's 18 years old that ain't even mature yet, coming off of fucking a freshman chick when he was in high school. Like he's not ready for real life yet.
You know, and that
rolls back. Bugging. Same draft. Kwame went one.
It is.
Chandler went two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit.
Eddie Curry went four.
It was all the same draft. My bad. Okay.
Pau Gasol was three. That's not a bad. It's not a bad draft. It's a bunch of fucking role players, but
yeah.
I mean,
who went five?
Jason Richardson.
Wow, that's actually a pretty good top five, all things considered.
Six, Shane Battier.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What was seven?
Eddie Griffin.
True. I remember him.
Not terrible.
He went to Seton Hall, right?
Then, Sagan Ajok, Rodney White, Joe Johnson, 10.
Yo, that's actually a really solid top 10.
Richard Jefferson, 13.
That's actually a really solid draft. Like, career-wise, it's not superstar-wise.
No, no, but role players. Zach Randolph, number 19.
I mean, shit, we give Kwame Brown shit, but when it's all said and done, Kwame Brown had a 13-year career in the NBA, my guy.
No, I'm not going to hold you, bro. When you really look at this draft, Tony Parker, 28, Jamal Tinsley, 27, Gerald Wallace, 25. Ain't that bad.
Nah, not at all.
Brendan Haywood, 20. Yeah, it just didn't have a lot of stars. It had
stars.
Had zero stars.
Well, Gerald Wallace was technically a franchise player.
So was Joe Johnson.
Yeah. Joe Johnson was a franchise player too. Yeah. But, so they had two franchise players out the deal.
Richard Jefferson was for a second.
Yeah, he wasn't franchise.
And Jersey, he was for a second.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he was a franchise.
Jason Kidd and Kenyon Martin and all them was over.
Yeah, he was just a good role player. He came in.
He was just balling for it. He was at the peak of his career, I think.
Was Z-Bo ever a franchise player?
Yes,
Z-Bo was.
Z-Bo
was in that draft too?
Yep.
Yeah, Z-Bo was definitely a franchise player in
Memphis.
Shit. Yeah. He was in Portland. They tried in Portland and it failed. And then he went to Memphis and became a.
And he was with Powell together, wasn't he? Was he in Memphis?
No.
No, they wasn't.
No.
Okay.
No.
He was with Mark.
Because Paul was only there with Jason Williams.
Yeah.
And then he got traded to the Lakers.
Tony Parker's a finals MVP. Gilbert Arenas is on this.
He's on that draft too?
In that draft, yep.
God damn.
Second round, 31st pick.
Yo, that's crazy. That's a really fucking good draft for well, there was some superstars then.
So what year was that?
This is 2001.
Yeah.
I think this draft just gets a bad rap because it sucks at the top. Pause.
And doesn't even at the top. Like, it just
I really don't.
Again, no superstars came out the top.
And you got Pau Gasol in this zone. He was just on the list of best European players of all time.
He's number five.
Good word. Yes.
Tony Parker was on the list. He just didn't make top five.
Shane Battier is the pro's pro.
What? Shane Battier is one of the best defensive players of all time.
Shane Battier is an example of, if you do your part, you can stick around in the league for a very long time.
That whole draft, that whole draft is hard work.
Facts.
It's hard work.
Facts.
Talent got him there and hard work kept him there. Yeah. That's what it is.
Right. Yeah.
Talent got him to the league because Kwame Brown, talent got him to the league, but he clearly was never a superstar. But again, if I go, I want to say it's either a 10 or a 13-year career he ended up with. Yeah. He was on a lot of people's bench. He was getting a lot of BS time.
Yeah.
But he had a career because people needed a 7-foot big man on the bench. Like, I need you to come in and do some things for me.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Whereas, shit, Eddie Curry, I don't think Eddie Curry had as long of a career as Kwame Brown did.
Nah, he had heart issues, though.
True.
At some point.
Tyson had a long career.
Yeah.
Tyson, Powell had a long career. Richard Jefferson had a long career.
Yep.
Tony Parker had a long fucking career.
Too long. Pause. Like, he ended up in fucking Charlotte, and people forget about that.
Tony Parker?
Yeah, you remember that?
Fuck no. That's crazy.
That's another good one that I should look up, but I don't feel like looking it up. I can name some off the top of my head, though. Think about... So name another team that Patrick Ewing played for.
Orlando.
And he also played for
Did he play for Houston?
I think he played for Houston.
He played for Seattle.
He did play for Seattle. He did.
Name another team that
he played for Orlando too, though.
Yeah, he played for Orlando. He ended in Orlando.
Yeah.
Because then he went straight to coaching for Orlando.
I thought he was in Houston too. When I'm
there's a bunch of them like that. Who Hakeem played for?
Toronto.
Yeah, he went to Toronto at the end of his career. There's a bunch of random drinks like that. I've seen a poster too like that where they just show these motherfuckers. You completely forget. Tony Parker was on the list. Like, he played a year in Charlotte. Motherfuckers forget about that at the end of his career.
Yeah.
AI in Memphis.
And Boston. I mean, not Boston. And Detroit.
Yep.
And Detroit. Yep. Yeah.
The big Shaktus played in Phoenix.
He played everywhere.
Cleveland and Boston.
That nigga went on a goodbye tour.
Yeah, right. That nigga was bouncing around. Can I get a chip here?
Pause, man.
Well, come play for your team.
Pause. Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Anybody got any... random questions.
You want to get a bowl?
Let's
go in this bowl real quick, man.
Well, ain't nothing in that motherfucker.
We need to refill that motherfucker. Stat. Grab one. Who cares? It ain't but three in there.
Yeah. What we got? Would you rather have wisdom or riches? This gotta be Paul too.
Man, listen, y'all know me.
Steph want the bread.
Fuck yeah.
You know, this shit ties right in with what we've been talking about.
What's that?
Hard work and talent.
Well, I'm taking the lazy way out on this one.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
I'm taking the easy way out on this. Taking fuck the bread. That. Let me get this bread, man.
Yeah, give me the riches, bro.
I'm gonna be a broke smart nigga. That's crazy.
Yeah, give me the riches.
A lot of broke smart niggas asking riches for money outside of 7-Elevens.
All the 7-Elevens, nigga. Same. Nah, I see the same niggas all the every day, bro.
Let me get that wisdom.
Nah,
get
nigga.
That wisdom, man. I'm gonna make my money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna utilize my wisdom. I'm gonna get this bread somehow, some way.
You write a book, be a best-selling author.
I'm something. God damn it. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm smart.
All right, yeah. So you all about the process?
Yeah.
Nah, not quite. I picked talent before. I took the easy way out before because I figured I'd find some hard work. That's what I'm saying this way. Because I'm picking the wisdom, right? But I'm figuring I'm going to find some money because I got the wisdom. You understand? When you go broke, you just going to be broke. You ain't going to be able to figure out how to get your money back.
So if a nigga put $1 billion on the table.
I'm taking that Billy.
He said you can have this.
I'm taking that Billy.
Or this wisdom over
I'm taking that Billy, nigga. What fuck you mean? You just said $1 billion on the table? I'm already smart enough, nigga.
Yeah, you could be a dumb nigga with a Billy. You good.
Luckily, I'm not dumb. I'm already smart enough, so I could take that Billy and be good. But, you put it that way, I'm taking the money. Word. It's a Billy on the table, I'm taking a guap.
Yeah, all day.
Is Frankie here?
Yeah, he just walked in.
Loud ass nigga, man.
I can't hear him.
Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank, yeah, he come.
His big
ass
come.
Everybody look at him. Point at him.
Right.
Point at him.
Point at him.
You want to come have a seat over here, man?
Cause your sleeve's too long.
Yeah, the mic not on though. But you know, we just wrapping up.
Yeah, we on the tail end. Yeah, nah, we on the tail end right now.
Yeah, we on the tail end. You want me to plug your mic up?
I'm gonna be attacked, bro.
Nah. Let me go ahead and plug Frankie mic up, man.
You know, ain't too much, man. We shouted you out. We shouted you out earlier for your birthday.
I appreciate that.
You know,
Frank the Tech. That's on my line.
It's a little heat.
I felt it when you walked through the door. Pause.
I mean, that was crazy. You got the button?
I've been catching myself, though.
Matter of fact, now that you're here, well, when we finish up, we're going to have you record it. I want you on the pause button.
Pause. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go, bro.
Okay. That's me recording on the pause button.
Want your voice. We, you know.
All right, what's good? What's popping?
No, we just talk about hard work and talent.
Hard work, talent. Would you rather have riches or wisdom?
Wisdom.
So, Steph, hit him with it.
Hit him with what?
The same thing you hit me with.
Yeah.
So, if a nigga put down
a smart, broke nigga?
No.
Oh. So, if a nigga put $1 billion on the table and said you could have this or this wisdom over here.
I'll take the Billy.
Exactly. All right. You see how quick?
It's funny
how
you get changed. Because with the Billy, I could hire people with wisdom.
Mm. Yeah, I did the same thing. It's okay. I picked wisdom, and then as soon as he said I put a Billy on the table, I was like, oh, nah, let me get that Billy. Yeah, let me get that Billy.
You didn't say
quick.
Wealthy, though. You said rich.
Riches.
Riches.
Yeah. No, riches. Okay.
Yeah. Riches. You could be a rich man, poor man.
Let me see.
Wisdom man. 14-6.
14-6. Okay. It's the podcast lane too crowded? I swear we asked this question before.
We might have, but what's it say?
Is the podcast lane too crowded?
Yeah, it's crowded. But there's room for everybody.
I think we did this before too, but I mean it's hella crowded.
Yeah.
It's crowded.
But it's the new wave though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody with an opinion has a podcast.
It's just like vlogging, man. Just how, you know, when Ustream and shit came out, everybody was on that, you know, it was just it is what it is. Everybody got something to say, man.
Everybody got something to say. Everybody got an opinion. And again, the beautiful thing about it today is that it don't cost nothing to put it out there. You know what I'm saying? You can upload it to a YouTube or whatever, and it's done. And then if you want to listen to it, hit play. If you don't, skip over it. Yeah. Like it's easy.
And I appreciate that shit because you get to see people and who they really are.
Yeah.
Like, especially when you see, like, people, like, I listen to the Stephen A. Smith Jones sometimes. Like, to see niggas that dress up in suits all the time and try to talk all proper and not, like, start cursing and saying the N-word and shit. Like, I like to see niggas in their authentic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A real element.
Yeah, their authentic self. Yeah. So. That's dope.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's the last one in here, bro. I might as well just empty
the bowl. Clear it out. Fuck it.
All right. Three positive characteristics of each person. I guess you're supposed to list. Who wrote this Paul handwriting again?
That might be my own. Let me see it. That's mine.
Okay. So list three positive characteristics of each person?
Yeah. I was probably just trying to be kind and generous about, you know,
each other. Can we just do one?
Yeah, let's do one. I mean,
you know, three is a lot. Like, I really got to think about this. Yeah. Like, what if I can't name three? Are y'all going to be offended?
You can't list three things about me that you like, Steph?
Sure, yeah, I can, but yeah. What the fuck? Not about Frank.
It's not even. It's not even.
Wow.
It's not that's even crazy, actually, bro. Like, man. It's just
that's wild.
I just not about Frank. It's just I more so I can. Yeah, you ain't got to be what you like. It's just positive.
I know. No. I'm just talking shit.
Shit. I can say Frankie motivated. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks, Nick.
Appreciate I can say he motivated. He got big dreams. He's ambitious. You know what I'm saying? Like, and tasteful. Pause. Mm.
Pause.
Oh, God. Do it twice. Hit it another time, please. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
two times. Sir. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I can follow up with that, Nick. Pause.
Man.
I'm going crazy.
You know what I mean? Look at Fly, man. You know, he's, yeah.
Let me see, Nick, man. Hella talented. Has a great ear for music. Athletic.
Word.
He came up with all three. Yeah. Look at him shining.
Steph.
What you got, Steph?
I got Steph. Steph is thought-provoking.
Hmm.
Intelligent.
Whoa, wait a minute.
There you go.
What the fuck? Are we just lying on each other?
There you go.
We lying on each other.
There you go.
It's crazy. Okay. I know we was doing that.
That's that wisdom, bro.
That's that wisdom.
That wisdom.
And motherfucking
I thought we was only doing one.
I mean, fuck it. All right, that's two, nigga. Fuck it, go ahead.
That nigga thoughts is shallow.
You still got rim, though.
Rim. Creative. Artistic.
Mm-hmm.
And shit. Like-minded shit. We Taurus, man, so we think alike, so shit. I mean, everything I am, I feel like, you know, Rim has the same qualities.
Pause.
Pause, bro.
Oh, man.
Lord.
I don't know. That's good. That was three.
Let's see. Let's start with Nick. I would say I'm just going to do one just because it's easier. But I would go with loyalty for Nick.
Word.
Nick, I think Nick is a very loyal person. I remember seeing it years ago. Funny enough, I don't know, random quick story. We was in high school, summer school. This big random Spanish nigga, Stompy, was about to whoop my ass on some dumb shit because we was playing around in the bathroom. He thought I threw some paper towels at him. It wasn't even me. A nigga came out the bathroom, pushed the shit out of me. Right? And I got up, about to try to fight the nigga. I looked at him. I was like, yeah, this probably isn't the best like fight for me. I'm probably going to lose this fight. So I kind of talked shit, you know what I'm saying, but backed it down type thing. And Nick happened to be in my class. Nick turned around. He was like, why didn't you do nothing, bro? I had to follow up as soon as you swung. And granted, at that point, me and Nick had already been boys for years. But yeah. Like, that moment always stuck in my head. I was like, yo, this nigga Nick would have knocked this nigga out for me just like that. Like, I didn't even say nothing to him. I turned around and that was his exact response to me.
My guy.
Why didn't you swing on him? I was like, I had to follow up immediately.
So yeah.
Ever since then, it just kind of, it was just, that moment always stuck in my head. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I would say loyalty. For Frankie,
here we go.
Here we go.
Yep.
Here we go. No, I would honestly say something similar to Nick. The drive that he has is always there. Like, you know what I'm saying? That nigga always, if it's not one thing working, cool, I'm moving on to the next one. If it's not this thing working, cool, I'm moving on to the next one. It's like, it doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
When you think it should stop, when like the normal person would be like, damn, Joe, I failed. I'm done. Yeah, fuck this shit. Yeah, like, right. Nah. Frankie might get got for a second, but he gonna pick right back up tomorrow and be like, hey, Joe, I just thought of this idea. I'm working on this shit. I done invested in it already. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, that nigga already moving. So,
yeah.
Respect to that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
Loyalty wasn't in there, though.
Nah, that wasn't yours. Wow. That one wasn't yours. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It might be number two or number three, but he only giving out one.
Yeah, nah, we don't, you know, that one didn't make your list, unfortunately. lastly, Mr. Muse.
Okay.
Hello. Take your time. Take your time. You know.
Tell him, God. Preach. Talk to me, Lord.
Right. How much time we got left?
Right. Come on, man. So, in first grade, Steph put me in a locker.
Where's this going?
We said how much time we got. I figured I would start at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? That's all. My characteristic is a word that just came to mind that I'm going to go with, and it could come off a little funky, but comfort would be my word.
Mm. Like a teddy bear.
Yeah. No. Comfort. No, seriously. Steph is a motherfucker that always gives a fuck. For real. If you're going through some shit or you got something going on, like he
fact.
Always gives a fuck.
That's
like,
a
for
fact.
Real. Like,
that's
he,
a fact.
He will hit you with the follow up call. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? To check in on you on some shit that happened a week ago. Like, what happened with that? Are you good with that? Like, he gives a fuck. You know what I'm saying? He always cares. And I feel like you could always.
Yeah.
Go to him to get a good ear to listen to about anything. You know what I'm saying? He gonna sit there, he gonna listen, he gonna give his honest opinion. Like it's just a comfort level there that you could turn to him for damn near anything. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was looking for to try to articulate for my third one for Steph.
That's what it was.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No bullshit. Cause I could hit Steph up with, you know, we actually don't talk often like that. You know, it's like every now and then we might, yo, I got something I wanna bring running past you real quick, or something that was just fucking with me or whatever, or something, you know, just, you know, I hit stuff up.
Damn, can I, no Diddy, can I jump on that?
Boss,
jump on what?
I said no Diddy, bro. Hey, I would say the same thing y'all saying, and then also challenging, which is a good thing too. Like, he's not like, go with the flow type shit, and it's not in a way that is disrespectful. It's in a way of like what you said, Nick, thought provoking, like, he might give you a different perspective. You're like, damn, I didn't even think about it like that. Yeah. So I would say that, like, and like overall, like big bro,
accountability. He holds
like the super OG.
He definitely holds you accountable for every fucking thing.
That was nice, guys.
Big hump.
I am hump. All right, start with my man to the right. I actually admire this man. Rim is very comfortable in his own skin.
Word.
Like, we have conversations all the time about goals, and Rim will be the first to admit, like, I don't really set goals for myself.
No,
you know what I'm saying. The motherfuckers might look at that and be like, well, damn, that's crazy. Like, you don't have no goals, but he's comfortable with with who he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that takes a lot of courage. So, I commend you on that.
Appreciate
Nick, man, focused. And I think the most important thing, Nick is honest with himself about who he is and where he is and how he needs to get better. Like, Nick made a... You know, you realize that you had to change some things in your life years back.
Yeah.
That also takes a lot of courage, and you made the change. So that's hella commendable. I admire that. Frank the Tank. It's kind of similar to, I guess, what you were saying about me. Like, Frankie will always give you your props. He'll always big up you. You know what I'm saying? He'll always say, you know, that's big bro, or... You know what I mean? Remind you how he looked up to you back in the day, or you know what I'm saying? Like, Frankie will give a nigga his flowers, man. Yeah. And that shit is important because it doesn't happen often enough. So,
right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Respect for that.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck off, Steph.
That's crazy, man. I'm trying
to shit from the heart and hit you with fuck off.
I just felt right. Pause.
I'm trying to show love, man.
I appreciate it.
Show more love.
As he eats some fries and drinks some coffee.
That's a my soda. I'm sure somebody's spinning.
Disgusting combination. Is that everybody?
Yeah, that's everybody.
Yeah. That was cool, though. I like that.
Now we just gotta refill the bowl. Please feel free to, like,
shoot
comment
a question
and ask. Yeah, shoot some questions to us, man. For real,
we appreciate. We accept them in any way, shape, or form. Text, Instagram, YouTube, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to circle back. The homework was Freddie Gibbs.
You only die once.
Yep, and we're going to circle back to that next week when we get a couple more to cast here.
Yeah.
Plus, we forgot to relay the information to Mr. Muse here. So, we're going to circle back and catch that next week.
Word. But hey, yo, it's been another episode of A Man Say Man. It's your boy Nick G.
Steph Muse.
Rem the Model.
Oh, hey, Frankie.
Frank,
yeah, we out, yo.
Frank the Tank.
Yeah, peace.
Maybe.